Manifesting through alignment with the four fundamental structures of alignment: soul, spirit, body, consciousness.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
That's what we're talking about today. And our guest is Felicity. I don't want to mess up your last name, Felicity, so I'll let you say it.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you for this opportunity to be here with you today. My last name, a bit of a tongue twister, is pronounced Parisian.
Parisian, there we go. She is from Nice, France. Tell us a little bit about your background.
With pleasure. So I am an osteopath by trade. I have a background in biological sciences, a master's in molecular biology, and over the last 20 years, I've been absolutely fascinated by the human body, the human mind, and the spiritual development of the human, and how that affects our health, our wealth, and our manifesting.
Health, wealth, and manifesting. You know, Tony Robbins talks about that at quite a length. He says, your physiology is going to determine your ability to manifest what you want in your life.
Absolutely. He's absolutely 100% right. In fact, he's an excellent example because his posture is very upright and he's got his shoulders back and he's square on and he really, really does exude a lot of confidence. And once you have that kind of posture, you exude confidence, you exude a different vibration to if you have your shoulders hunched forward, if you're leaning forward, which will give out a very different vibration of somebody who is not sure of themselves or is not within their own power.
So Felicity, one of the things that I noticed, you tell me if this makes sense or if this is true or not, is as people begin to make self-confidence changes in their subconscious mind, all of a sudden their physiology begins to change. As they make physiological changes, their thought processes change. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Every thought we emit has a vibration, which will in turn lead to an emotion. And that will be our broadcast for what we emit out into the world and into the universe, so as to speak. And that is what we are going to be matched to in alignment. So we're not going to attract what we want, but what we are. And right. That's what it all comes down to. Knowing that the subconscious mind directs about 95% of our behavior.
Subconscious mind, 95%. High flyers, did you just hear that? If that's the reason why you're not manifesting, can I use this as a segue to just remind people that we have a free audio program available to help you with the resistance, to lessen the resistance in your subconscious mind. And our goal is to give out 1 million copies of this free hypnotic audio. We've created it for you especially, and I know you're going to like it. So all you have to do is go to miraclemindhypnosis.com and just claim your free audio. It'll be right there in your inbox, and you can start using it immediately. Now, don't use it while you're driving because it is hypnotic and it is extremely powerful. It's yours, absolutely free. miraclemindhypnosis.com. So that's incredible. 95%.
Absolutely. Which is why reprogramming the subconscious mind is absolutely crucial, because we tend to run on programs which we have learned through life since we were born, through conditioning, education, limiting beliefs of other people, collective consciousness, habits, fixed behaviors, etc. All that is subconscious programming.
Right.
And it's going to give us the results we've had in the past.
Right. And so, and this is the reason why people set goals and they have dreams and ideas of things that they want to manifest, but, and they write down their intentions and their affirmations, but they never seem to get there, is because their subconscious is working against them, what we call counter intentions, counter beliefs.
Absolutely. A little bit like one's consciousness. I like to give the parallel of, if we think of our consciousness as a magnifying glass, which condenses the light and energy of one's thought through that magnifying glass and brings that into our physical reality, whatever is going to dirty that magnifying glass is going to stop us from manifesting from what we want.
So what you're saying, Felicity, and I love this, you're saying if you really desire to manifest on a deep level and continuously, not just, okay, I manifested a parking space, but I mean, serious manifestation in your life, it has to be on a soul level. It has to be on a spirit level. It has to be on a mind level, and it has to be on a body level.
Absolutely. The soul level is our connection with source energy, God, the universe. It has all universal knowledge. It knows everything about you. The spirit is what translates the soul into the conscious mind. Now, there's the unstructured consciousness and there is the structured consciousness. And the structured consciousness is what comes from the soul. Our thoughts, our positive thoughts, our positive beliefs, our positive vibrations on an energetic level. And the body, the physical body, is so incredibly important. It is the final stage of who we are. We translate into a physical body. We are energetic beings in a physical body. So let me give you an example. If we talk about the spine, if we look at the vertebra in the spine, each vertebra is connected to an organ. So I'm going to take the example of the third thoracic vertebra, which is located up here in the top of your back. Now, the third thoracic vertebra is related to the lungs. Mm-hmm. And in traditional Chinese medicine, the lungs are related to and connection with grief, sadness. So if somebody has an imbalance in their third thoracic vertebra, they're going to experience an energy shift going south, which is going to experience grief, sadness, detachment, or any other emotion which is not on a vibrationally high level. And that is going to affect their manifestation.
Hmm. So what can a person do?
Many things. Either get realigned by somebody who is a professional, a manual therapist. A
physician. Is that an ongoing thing?
Yes.
For the most part?
Yeah. I would recommend people definitely treat their bodies like a car. They need to get a regular MOT. It's better to prevent than to treat a condition. Once you've got a condition, it's a lot longer to deal with it than it is to prevent it. So we need to look after our bodies. We only have one. We don't have an insurance package for our bodies. We need to look after them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are other things one can do. Posture is so important. It's so important. It's working on one's posture every day through yoga, exercises, stretching, swimming, etc. Regular massage, regular body work. Also, from an energetic point of view, meditation, visualization, EFT tapping, any kind of visualization which puts the person into a state of consciousness, which is one in alignment with one's higher self.
Right, right. We like the tapping as a miracle mentor and alchemy success coach and one who is focused on the law of attraction. We see a difference between EFT and shamanic tapping in that EFT will oftentimes have you tapping. The idea is that I'm tapping out the negative energy. That's contrary to law of attraction. So when we do shamanic tapping and release, and we'll have a book out next year on it, we really talk about only tapping in positive energy and displacing the negative energy or the lower vibrational energy with the positive. It's like if you had dirty, muddy water and you took a garden hose of clean water and you poured it in there, that muddy water would be displaced. And so it's just minor differences, but I do wholeheartedly agree that that's a great tool. What about just things like walking and being active?
Any form of physical activity is absolutely important. So walking, even dancing in one's living room, even if one is alone, it doesn't matter. Anything which is going to get the spine moving. The spine is not designed to be fixed in one position. It needs to flex, it needs to extend, it needs to rotate. Mm-hmm. It really needs that movement. And also what is very important is to traction the spine, because our discs, intervertebral discs, tend to get with age and overnight tend to get closer together and will shorten the spine. So we really need to, on a daily basis, have some kind of physical activity which is going to traction and lengthen the spine. And that will help with posture. It will help with anything which is good hydration is important for the spine and one's energy levels.
Now, some people like to hang upside down, almost like a bat. They use these inversion tables. You like those?
I love the traction idea in that. It's pretty brutal. For those who can take it, it's a great idea.
Yeah, I can imagine. Hang from your ceiling. Put a couple cuffs up there and just hang up there. Okay, so I noticed in my own journey, not to just hammer this, but I went through a series of different types of back pain, and they were, you know, I had x-rays and things. There was nothing that showed up per se. And I went, and I understood in the, at the time, I said, this back pain is my body is reflecting a limiting belief or a doubt or a fear that I have in my mind. So initially had what they call frozen shoulder, and mostly happens to women, but it happened to me, and I couldn't lift my arm above about here unless I went to the acupuncturist, and then I was good for a while. I went to a chiropractor. He beat me up so bad I never went back. But and my doctor said, well, you know, it'll go away on its own. I think that's another way of saying whatever you're fearing, doubting, or worrying, or holding yourself back from is just going to seep into your subconscious mind and become part of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then after this left arm completely freed up, the right arm became frozen. He said, that never happens. Seldom. I said, well, it's happened. So I worked through that through, you know, stretching and so forth, but you can only do so much when it's frozen. And from a medical standpoint, they don't seem to understand what causes it. I understood that it was me moving on to a whole new direction in my life. And my body was freezing up. You know, the opposite between life and death is movement. And when you start to freeze, you're dying to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
So then we got that taken care of. And then several years later, I noticed that I was getting a lot of pain in my left shoulder. So when I had my heart checked, it was okay. I went to a chiropractor who was cutting edge guy, and he started working on me. And now as I draw a parallel, high flyers, this is really important. As I draw a parallel from the time that I was working with him, which was a weekly basis, my income skyrocketed. Now, why did my income go up, Felicity?
Well, you were starting to free out all the tension in your body. Mm-hmm. Your body, I always say that the body never forgets.
Right.
Whatever happened to us in the past is going to translate through the body through some kind of symptom, disease, disorder, etc. The body does not forget years later. So you were freeing all that energy up. And the fact that you were freeing it up was raising your vibration to a higher level, which was allowing you to move forward.
So we understand how these four structures really relate to manifesting and getting what you want. The ancients would simply call them air, water, fire, and earth. They were looked at, and there was different rituals and invocations for each element in order to free that aspect up alchemically of the subconscious mind, the body, and so forth. What is our structured consciousness? That's an interesting way of putting it.
Absolutely. The structured consciousness, if we could all function through our structured consciousness, we would be manifesting so fast, we would not know what to do with our manifestations. Our structured consciousness is what is our alignment with source energy, with our soul, with our higher self. It is pure, divine, unconditional, universal love. And once we have reached that level of consciousness, we have wisdom, love, instant manifestations. The unstructured consciousness are the limiting beliefs, are the conditionings and the education we've had since birth, our parents' conditioning, our parents' limiting beliefs, our friends and family. It's all the opposite to what is structured consciousness.
I see. So how do we release the power of this structured consciousness so that we can, as you say, manifest like crazy, you know, just manifest so fast and so easily without effort?
It's a very good question. That's the million-dollar question, I would say. Getting in line with source energy through meditation, through visualization. Visualization is a big one. One needs to be able to hold a thought, a feeling for long enough, resistance free, for a manifestation to occur. So really being in that state of joy, love, unconditional love, even towards those who may have done you wrong or anything which may have impeded your well-being, just to remain in a form of unconditional love and very, very neutral, will put one in a state of structured consciousness.
Wonderful. Dr. Wayne Dyer used to say, when he wanted to write a book, and he was a prolific writer, and most people who write books, they start writing a book and then it ends up never going anywhere, and they start again and then it ends up never going anywhere. And he used to say, I would get the artist to create the cover of the book. What does the book look like? And he says, I would put it right in front of me. And he said, then I would write and I would never edit. Write without editing. Why? Because he was allowing that energy from the subconscious, the unconscious really, to flow through into his pen or his typewriter. When he felt, when he took a break or when he felt a little slowdown, he would look at that title again, that cover, and he'd be right back there. Then after it was all done, then he would use his conscious mind, his unstructured consciousness, his limiting beliefs, to go through and edit what we used to call left brain, right brain. So he was working through his writing through his right brain, but then he would edit through his left brain, but he wouldn't edit till he was done. That's how he was able to write so much, because it just, he said, it's not just him writing, it's the divine, it's the infinite writing through him. Isn't that what all manifestation, even if you manifest a new car, isn't that what it really is about, is that connection with source and bringing it down and letting it work through you?
Absolutely. The minute you have a thought in your mind, that is a manifestation in itself. And it's already there. It's already a done deal in the energetic sphere.
Yeah.
Even if it hasn't come into the physical sphere yet.
What are some of our biggest limiting factors, Felicity?
Not feeling good enough, lack of self-confidence, having had one's education where one was constantly, either through parental education or at school, always restrained. Never allowed to do things, never allowed to say things, never allowed to experience things. All that will block the chakras, the throat chakra in particular, where a little child will not feel that he or she can be confident enough to say how he or she feels. That will start to encroach on limiting beliefs, which will follow them through adulthood. And through the subconscious programming, will continue to have the same repetitive results.
Do you find that in today's world, that women are more likely to hold back what they want to say than men?
Definitely. Women, unfortunately, are the victim of trying really to please culture, peer pressure, social pressure, etc. Women will take on a lot more than men and internalize a lot more than men. So women's brains and men's brains work slightly differently in terms of the limbic system, which is the emotional part of the brain. Women have a slightly different limbic system on a neurological level to a man. And that will have a huge impact on how a woman internalizes things and what she will allow herself to say or not to say.
Right.
And otherwise it will fester inside her and have an impact also on the energy levels leading themselves.
Let's pause for a moment and just take a tangent here. Give us a little bit about what kind of nutrition and food and things like that people can do to level up their consciousness. And because so many people that I talk to, their consciousness is way down here. And then you kind of discover what they're eating and you see that it plays a role.
Absolutely. Everything we ingest is going to have an impact on our vibrational state. Everything we ingest will have an impact on our cells. When we look at the cellular structure of the cells in our body, they are 95 to 96% water. So hydration is the number one key thing to have a good hydration.
Now, I just read an article yesterday by somebody with a bunch of letters behind his name. He said that water was not the best thing for hydrating. Is that true or not?
There are other substances which are very good, such as coconut water, which have a lot of electrolytes in them, which are incredibly good for hydration, especially for those who are in the sports fields. But water in itself is the basis of what we need in our body. We can complement it through other things, which will bring the hydration levels higher. Water is important.
Right.
Fruits, vegetables, trying to cut down on meats if one can. Now, I know typos, blood typos are going to mostly love the meats which they eat. And it's understandable because it's the oldest, most ancient blood type.
Right.
Trying to cut down on red meats, eating meats which are farm raised, wild caught salmon, fish, etc., fish oils, nuts and seeds, all these wonderful natural ingredients which the earth provides in its most natural state are going to raise our vibrations to our higher level. Anything which has been processed or packaged is a no-no.
Okay, package. Yes, stay away from the inner aisles of the grocery store, they say. Stay to the outer aisles, which have the produce and all of that kind of stuff. We've discovered that eating only organic vegetables, no pesticides have been used or no hormones. We also eat animals from small farms where the chickens are, say, for example, free-range chickens. They are not crammed in a place, but they can eat whatever they eat, worms and bugs and whatever they eat. That's what chickens eat. Chickens don't eat all this grain that they're being fed. What they found is that particularly with red meat, but also with chickens as well, is that it tends to take on more characteristics, some of the positive characteristics of fish because they're eating a natural diet. I'm not saying you should eat a heavy meat diet, but what I am saying is that a plant-based diet with some meat, if you're going to eat meat, make certain it's clean meat, okay? Because otherwise, you're just getting a lot of the hormones and all that kind of stuff. We have no idea what they do to you. Nobody knows, right? Are you a vegetarian or a vegan?
I was when I went through medical school.
Okay, so I want to ask you about this because I think this is so important to manifesting. And you brought it up. You sent me this morning. The pineal gland or the pineal gland, however you want to pronounce it. How important is that to manifesting, or does opening that up run some risks of not manifesting or losing everything, so to speak, in 3D?
It's a very good question. The ancients talk about the pineal gland as being the seat of spirituality in ourselves.
Right.
When we are little babies, up until about the age of 7 or 8, our pineal gland is very open. It is completely at its most natural state, which is why little babies tend to have a connection with source energy, which as we grow older, we do not have or we lose.
Right.
The pineal gland is extremely important in manifesting, and especially having a pineal gland, which is in optimal state, so decalcified. Because as we go through life, the pineal gland tends to calcify through certain substances, such as diet. Fluoride is a big culprit. Stress, hormonal imbalances, low energy levels, and any other unstructured consciousness way of thinking as well will also cloud the pineal gland. So it is incredibly important to open up the pineal gland, connect with one's intuition through the exercises we've mentioned, such as meditation, visualization. One can use certain gemstones, semi-precious stones, etc.
Which stones do you like?
Personally, for the pineal gland, I particularly like amethyst. Mm-hmm. The amethyst for the pineal gland, which will help open it up a lot more.
Do you like just putting it around the house, wearing it, putting it on the third eye area? What do you recommend?
All of the above. So having it in the house, having it in my pocket, I have a bag. When I meditate, I take 20 minutes and I really do put an amethyst on the third eye area to allow it to open up with my eyes closed as well. And it will help you visualize a lot more and to see your visualization and to hold your visualization a lot longer.
Yeah, that's great. So holding that visualization and making it strong and intense and emotionalized, that's the key. Emotionalized allows you to manifest a lot easier.
Absolutely. Our feelings are a gateway to our manifestation. Anything which is outside ourselves, so the universe, which is inside and outside, will mirror back to you how you are feeling.
Right.
So you can say one thing, but be feeling a completely different way, and you will manifest the way you are feeling.
Wonderful. So, Rachel, what is that green stone that we like to use for the
Moldavite?
We have a lot of Moldavite, and I guess everybody has their sensitive stone, but that you put that Moldavite on your third eye and you're just going to feel like like, wow, something just happened here, you know?
I need to try that.
Uh-huh. What about breath work?
Breath is incredibly important. It's almost more important than hydration because it's what connects us to life. So breathing is so paramount in the way we manifest, breathing through our diaphragm and not through our chest.
Yeah.
So that's where yoga comes in, good breath work. All the fascia in our body, all the musculature in our body, all our structures are affected by good breathing or poor breathing.
Right.
And breathing also will detoxify. It's one of the three ways our body detoxifies: through elimination through the gut, sweating, and breathing.
So if your energy is really tight, and of course, breathing will open it up a certain bit, how do you feel about the system called Rolfing? Do you like that system?
I do.
It's kind of painful, but it really
works.
Yeah.
Not for everybody, but for those who can take it, it can have incredible results.
Yeah. I notice a lot of athletes now in football and baseball and so forth, they're using Rolfing to just really loosen up their full potential of their body.
Yeah, it's a very good technique. Okay. And there's a lot of breath work as well involved.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you have a program available for people. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I have a step of 6 online modules, which I've created for those who are very interested in manifesting and really experiencing what they want show up in their lives. So it's a program which is over 6 modules. And the first step is releasing all the resistance. That is absolutely key and paramount. We can have all the will in the world, but as long as there is resistance in what we want to manifest, it's not going to happen. It's like a cluttered room where you're at one end of the room and what you want is on the other side of the room, and everything in between is your resistance, the clutter. So we've got releasing the resistance, getting into the energy and experiencing one's desires energetically. So using the 5 senses to visualize, and there are exercises through each program. Releasing the energy.
So how do they go about getting this program?
They go about it. Well, I have a website where they can actually buy them online. So that's going to be made available to the public. And I work also in partnership with other people who will get the program out.
Okay. How do people keep in touch with you via social media? What are some of your social media addresses so that if they want to keep in touch with you or follow you or see what you're talking about, they can do that?
Absolutely. The best one is Facebook. So it's Felicity Parisian on Facebook, which is my name. I have an Instagram account with my name as well. Alternatively, they can contact me through my website where my phone number is indicated and my email address.
And of course, you can always contact her through lawofattractionsolutions.com. She works in partnership with us as a alchemy success coach, and she's phenomenal. And so particularly if you're starting to see that it's not just your desire. People think, well, I'm just not wishing hard enough. And that's just the opposite of the way it works. But if you need to integrate more into your life on a spiritual level, getting in touch with Felicity might be very, very helpful and very, very useful to you. Okay, that's about our time. I do want to mention, though, since we brought up the third eye, I wasn't going to mention this Zinc Miracle C60. It's the C60 fullerene molecule. It is the smallest carbon molecule there is in the world. It's 60-sided, and it is the only carbon molecule that passes the brain-blood barrier. It pulls toxins out of your body. But we believe, as above, so below, that by pulling the toxins out of your body, out of your brain, you are opening up your third eye, you're awakening it, but you're also removing a lot of the toxins out of your thought process. Remember, there's always a correlation between the physical and the spiritual. So you can get zinc C60. I can't even say my own name, folks. That's how open and spiritual I am. Zinc C60, Miracle C60. And it's go to the website.com. I know you'll enjoy trying this. And it's all pure. We make it only on the full moon, and it is charged with Reiki. And who is it charged by? yours truly. I'm an 18th degree grandmaster in Yasui Tiate Reiki. So we charge it as we make it on the full moon. Anyway, we've got a bottle set aside just for you. Thank you so much, Felicity. You're going to come back on a regular basis, and we're going to talk about the body and how it relates to the law of attraction. I think it could be almost a regular series because I think so many people are just focused on what I want, what I want, what I want. And they don't realize that what they want is right here. This is the body mind. You know, I like the way Deepak says it, body mind, it's one. You know, they're not separate. They act as one. Your mind is affected by your body. Your body is affected by your mind. Any final thoughts you want to leave the audience with?
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. The body, I absolutely agree with you. It's a one. Everything is a one. We are vibrational beings in a physical body here on Earth. So we cannot neglect our body or separate it from anything which is our mind and our spirituality. It is all connected, and we are all connected as one as well. So when we raise our vibration, we raise the vibration of the universe.
Thank you so much for being here. It's been wonderful. Okay, High Flyers, we'll see you with more podcasts. Thank you for subscribing. We are now on IGTV. You'll have to watch it in sections because IGTV cuts it down into 15-minute sections. And we are also, the audio's on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and we are coming to a few other major TV channels as well in the near future. We'll tell you about that. About 30 platforms. So wherever you're listening to Anchor, wherever you're listening to this podcast, subscribe right there. Send us an email. Let us know what you'd like to hear on this podcast, and we'll have more for you. This is the Law of Attraction Secrets. Thank you for joining us, and you have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.